Now turn to part two. You will hear a man called Chris Graham talking to a group of students about a vacation job he had in Australia. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Hello everyone, my name is Chris Graham and I spent my last vacation working in Australia. The place I was in is a popular tourist spot, so there are lots of student jobs advertised in the newspaper, from hotel work to being a tour guide. I saw my job for a bus driver on the internet and so I applied. I'd recommend you do that too. The whole idea of getting to know another country really appealed to me, and I'm really pleased I had the opportunity to go. I worked for a company which tries to help tourists understand what life used to be like before Europeans arrived, a time before clothes, cars, and electricity. Many of the local people, the Aborigines, work for the company. Studying tourism at university wasn't essential to get the job. In fact, my subject's history. What I did do was a short training course when I first arrived, though, to learn about the local plants and animals. At first, I was given a room in a hotel in town, but I found that I felt quite lonely, so I moved into a caravan on the outskirts. Lots of other staff lived on the site, and I got to meet lots of the local people there too. Everyone was really friendly, and as there wasn't a cinema or restaurant nearby, people frequently had a party on Saturday night, and I was always invited. I worked 6 days a week, and I had to get up really early in the morning when most people, and even the birds and animals, are asleep. This is so the tourists can get to take photos of the sunrise. I used to pick them up from their hotels around 5 a.m. and then head out of town and into the desert. The tourists were from all over the world and often had no experience of the heat. They knew, of course, about covering their head and neck with a hat, but often left their shoulders uncovered, which wasn't very sensible, especially if they hadn't been in the country for long and weren't used to the sun. After we had been into the desert, I would take the tourists to the local cultural centre, where they had the opportunity to ask questions. The tourists were especially keen to find out how to distinguish the tracks of kangaroos from wallabies and wild dogs. After the morning session, I usually went back home, had a shower and a rest, then started again around 2 in the afternoon. I used to take the afternoon group to a waterhole where they were shown which plants could be eaten and which were also used to make weapons for hunting. At one time, there were very few tourists in the particular area I worked in because you needed to get a coach from the small railway station in the nearest large town, a good 200 kilometres away. There's now an airport, but the local government is keen to get one built which can take more flights, especially from abroad. I'm not sure about that, as I think it's busy enough as it is, but it would be good for the local economy, no doubt about it. Anyway, I really recommend working in Australia during your vacation. The busy tourist season in the area where I worked is from May to October, so you need to make sure your application is in by the January of the year you're hoping to work. You might not hear until March, as it takes a while to process the applications and get references, but make sure you don't leave it too late.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Graham, and I spent my last vacation working in Australia. The place I was in is a popular tourist spot, so there are lots of student jobs advertised in the newspaper, from hotel work to being a tour guide. I saw my job for a bus driver on the internet, and so I applied. I'd recommend you do that too. The whole idea of getting to know another country really appealed to me, and I'm really pleased I had the opportunity to go. I worked for a company which tries to help tourists understand what life used to be like before Europeans arrived, a time before clothes, cars, and electricity. Many of the local people, the Aborigines, work for the company. Studying tourism at university wasn't essential to get the job. In fact, my subject's history. What I did do was a short training course when I first arrived, though, to learn about the local plants and animals. At first, I was given a room in a hotel in town, but I found that I felt quite lonely, so I moved into a caravan on the outskirts. Lots of other staff lived on the site, and I got to meet lots of the local people there too. Everyone was really friendly, and as there wasn't a cinema or restaurant nearby, people frequently had a party on Saturday night, and I was always invited. I worked 6 days a week, and I had to get up really early in the morning when most people, and even the birds and animals, are asleep. This is so the tourists can get to take photos of the sunrise. I used to pick them up from their hotels around 5 a.m. and then head out of town and into the desert. The tourists were from all over the world and often had no experience of the heat. They knew, of course, about covering their head and neck with a hat, but often left their shoulders uncovered, which wasn't very sensible, especially if they hadn't been in the country for long and weren't used to the sun. After we had been into the desert, I would take the tourists to the local cultural centre, where they had the opportunity to ask questions. The tourists were especially keen to find out how to distinguish the tracks of kangaroos from wallabies and wild dogs. After the morning session, I usually went back home, had a shower and a rest, then started again around 2 in the afternoon. I used to take the afternoon group to a waterhole where they were shown which plants could be eaten and which were also used to make weapons for hunting. At one time, there were very few tourists in the particular area I worked in because you needed to get a coach from the small railway station in the nearest large town, a good 200 kilometres away. There's now an airport, but the local government is keen to get one built which can take more flights, especially from abroad. I'm not sure about that, as I think it's busy enough as it is, but it would be good for the local economy, no doubt about it. Anyway, I really recommend working in Australia during your vacation. The busy tourist season in the area where I worked is from May to October, so you need to make sure your application is in by the January of the year you're hoping to work. You might not hear until March, as it takes a while to process the applications and get references, but make sure you don't leave it too late.
That is the end of part 2.